Suzanne Fuqua started to paint about half a dozen years ago. At first, it was just a creative outlet, like all the other artistic things she's done in her life. But now, Fuqua has nearly 50 pieces hanging throughout the museum. She says the show is her first official declaration that she is an artist. But her daughter, Jane Fuqua, says she's considered her mother an artist for forever.
I think most of us have, you know, but she didn't allow herself to settle into that until so recently. And now look at what came of that.
The show is titled Before, After, and In Between. That's in reference to Fuqua's decades-long journey of artistic exploration. She says at first she just dibble-dabbled. Once she started to paint more regularly, she came to the realization that she was a practicing artist. Since then, she says, she paints with more intention. But it was after committing to a solo show more than a year ago that she began to paint in earnest. Longtime friend and fellow artist Pia Riley helped her hang the show at the museum. She says that there are always things hidden in Fuqua's paintings.
You know, when you first look at it, it's like, oh yeah, look how beautiful that is. And then you start to look a little bit closer and you find all these little quirky things in there.
6-year-old Vance Smith is looking at a landscape called Where the North Wind Meets the Sea. Yes, that is a Frozen reference. With his parents, he is finding all sorts of things.
I think I saw like two eyes right there and like a nose.
And what did you think this one was?
A hedgehog.
And it's the hidden things that made Erin Candle fall in love with her favorite piece.
I was initially drawn to the anatomical heart, and there was this beautiful, like, white light coming out of it. But as I investigated further, it was like the very last thing I noticed on the page, to the left of the heart is this just kind of shadow self, just this peak of the thing that lurks within everyone.
I visited the artist's cozy basement studio a few days before the show. She said at first she wasn't sure she needed to have an art show. She thought that she could be content just painting. But then she realized sharing her work opens up more possibilities for inspiration.
Whenever there's an interaction with one of my paintings, and it can run the gamut, someone really not liking it, or I've had a few people tell me some different feelings, or this, I was thinking this. That's pay dirt. You know, that's like, yes. Whether it's good or bad or in between, someone has a reaction to your painting, well, you can't ask for more. You know, that's so cool. So you need to show it. So thus the show. And I'm recognizing it's a big step. It's developing its growth.
I am curious about your process of painting. When you start painting, do you know what Do you have a vision for the painting? Do you know what you want it to look like in the end? Or does the painting kind of evolve as you go along, as you're painting?
So I have two different approaches. One is what I call my beachcombing painting, and that is I have no idea. I try to clear my mind and put color down totally. I tend to run in general patterns, I've found out, but I like a lot of the full spectrum. But I'll put color down in a random sort of way. I try to just let myself go and mush it around or spread it this way or that way. And then I look at the painting, and in the variations of the color or the paint, I'll see something. And I start with that and paint that element, and then it just starts feeding and off that, and yeah, becomes a painting. And I have a whole series I'll be hanging that I call the Dreamscape series. They were all like that. And then a lot of the other ones in the show are very much like that. So, and then I also sometimes have a vision, like I want to paint something of ferns, or I have an idea, or I've seen a photograph and I really liked the way these two crows looked in this photograph. So I'm going to use them in a painting. And I've a lot of local people, I've used their photographs. Brian Paust, Melina Marvin, Karen Dillman, just a photo that I'll see. I have one in the show that's with kingfishers in it, and I knew I wanted to paint kingfishers, and I wasn't sure what the vista would be, but I did want the kingfishers to be real. And I can't wait to do a painting where maybe I don't do that. you know, maybe it's just splash of color. Anyway, I don't know where I want to go. I just want to keep trying.
On opening night, the paintings are selling. Pia Riley first saw the piece she eventually bought when she was helping Fuqua get ready for the show.
Right away, it struck something within me because it's so much Suzanne and it's so much Southeast Alaska. There's these kind of trees that has so much moss on them that they become sculptures, kind of. And then, you know, you look out at the light, and that's kind of how life is, you know, you just, when you're in the dark sometimes. And there's hope there.
Fuqua and Riley have a joint show planned at the Juno Gallery Annie Kales sometime in 2025. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Flohr.